Haiti's election riot could have dire consequences for cholera victims. Somalia's militants claim the life of another believer, and a new center opens its doors for prison outreach in Kenya. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Haiti's post-election riots continue to spread on Thursday after rain let up. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks says,
our missionary team is reporting that there are major disruptions. There are riots and demonstrations, tire burnings, vehicle burnings, rock barricades on many streets and roads all over the country.
Worse yet, their team can't make supply runs because of the barricades.
The bigger problem relates back to the cholera outbreak, where many people are still dying in the outlying provinces because it's difficult to get medical help out there.
There's an eerie quiet at the mission compound because none of the staff can get there.
Pray for the return of peace and order so that the work of the gospel can continue without hindrance. Secondly, pray for the teachers and hospital staff. Third, we would ask for prayers for the cholera situation, that it would be brought under control and the treatment would be able to get to those who are sick.
Meanwhile, the election violence is also affecting Compassion International. They serve about 65,000 kids in the country that's already reeling from January's earthquake. Spokeswoman for Compassion International, Kathy Redmond, says,
we sent a story-gathering team down there just this week. They arrived in on Tuesday, and it looks like they've been in lockdown the entire time that they've been there because of the unrest and the demonstrations going on in the streets. So they can't leave because the airport's been shut down.
Redmond says it appears part of their aid program is stymied.
We even have teams that are trying to distribute water filtration systems, 6,000 of them. We haven't heard anything back from them at this point. It's a really tense situation right now, and we're not sure how long this is going to last.
Because Compassion works through the local church, believers are sharing their faith as the riots continue. You can sponsor a Compassion child this Christmas. We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. A 17-year-old girl was shot and killed in Somalia for her new faith in Christ. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the girl had been tortured by her parents since May when she turned from Islam. Believing she'd gone crazy, they gave her medication and regularly tied her to a tree. The girl fled to live with relatives, but was soon murdered, likely by family, in an honor killing. Pray for the salvation of her parents and for the gospel to spread in Somalia despite persecution. Next, more than 40 prisoners die each month in Kenya. Kenyan prisons are dirty, overcrowded, and crawling with disease. Crossroad Bible Institute's Dr. David Sheringa says even basic needs go unattended.
Their prison system does not provide these basic necessities for them, and so people on the outside have to do it. Now, before we came and established a distribution center, the church was able to provide the food and the clothing and medical stuff, but they did not have a way to actually disciple them. And, of course, man cannot live by bread alone.
CBI has provided prisoners with Bible study lessons through instructors in the U.S., but
it would be best if church members in their own countries would disciple their own prisoners.
Now they can. CBI recently opened a distribution center in Kenya, which will provide Kenyan churches with resources to disciple prisoners. Pray for the center as they bring the gospel to an often forgotten demographic. And traditions are especially strong in Bangladesh. Now that the Muslim festival of sacrifice is over, Christmas is coming. It's recognized as a national holiday, and it's a time when TV stations feature programs that make everyone aware that it's the birth of Jesus Christ. Since the two holidays are so close together, there are often many questions asked about what the celebrations are about. Operation Mobilization's team is actively involved in answering those questions. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet few people know much about it. Here's your chance to get the Vision Beyond Borders DVD documentary and associated prayer guide to help you pray more effectively. Get these free resources by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.